see, damn, you all right?
Damn, I'm right.
Was that a burp?
Mm-hmm.
Man, do you have any of those sodas today or the sparkling water?
Drinking one right now.
That's what it'll do to you. That's why I don't drink that stuff too much, man. You know what else I'm going to do? Let me go ahead and get my get my review voice going. Get that activator you gave me. I think I finally just placeboed myself, man, thinking that it works. I don't know if it works or not. But we're just going to pretend it does.
All right.
So I can give you this clear review right here. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it, see what we got. Now, I'm being serious because I know it's an obvious joke, and it might be stupid. You might laugh at it because you'd be laughing at my dumb ass, but I really did think that when I heard about this movie Greyhound, I really did think that it was about Tom Hanks being a bus driver.
I can see that. He's been a ship captain and an airline pilot.
Yeah. You know, because I only glanced at this picture because it was coming up on the internet on certain websites, you know, banners and whatnot, and I heard Greyhound. I just, of course, it's about him driving a Greyhound bus. I thought that captain's hat was a Greyhound bus driver's hat. Right. I thought he was looking at a cracked windshield on the bus.
You're like, oh, he takes his job seriously.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know, because I was still thinking of things like Sully.
Uh-huh. Got an A320 diving for the river.
You did everything you could. It was more than enough.
When was your last drink, Captain Holmberg? Have you had any troubles at home?
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
You know, this is one where he landed a plane in some turbulent weather or something. So I thought, shit, I just assumed. I was like, well, shit, he's trying to
get, down.
Yeah, he's trying to get the bus back to the garage before the engine explodes or something.
I mean, next movie, he'll be an ice cream man.
Yeah. Gotta get this ice cream back before it melts. Get out the way.
Come on, kids, hurry.
Yeah, I didn't know. Shit, I was like, I guess he's saving passengers before they get to Arizona or something. Yeah, I didn't know, man. But I guess this is kind of the same. You got a Greyhound bus. You got a battleship here. It's not too much different.
Yeah.
They're the same name, Greyhound bus. You got a Greyhound battleship right here.
Look. He's not driving a bus. Get over it.
But I wanted that, man. You know, I had my mind set on it. So I'm a little disappointed. I got to be honest with you. You know, he's got this big ass majestic ship. And I'm just like, yeah, can I get a ride? I can't fuck about this ship. But, man, you know, his name in this movie is Captain Ernst Kraus. He's given his first command aboard the ship called the Greyhound. I guess that's the SS Greyhound or something. I don't know. But they must really believe in this dude because I believe on his first command, I don't know if it's his first day, but it's his first command. They say, well, you're not only getting on this ship to take charge over all these young soldiers and these kids, but you leading a whole convoy across the Atlantic.
And he wasn't like, what?
Yeah. Nah, because he had a chick he's trying to impress.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that changed everything.
Yeah, shit, he's trying to get laid. He's like Elizabeth Shue. He's trying to get her to marry him and get her to follow him everywhere. And she's like, you know, go do your shit. Let's see where you are in about 6 months.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. You didn't see this.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Shue in the movie. Like, he's like, hey, you know, I got this big thing going on. I got, you know, they making me captain of not just a ship, but a whole convoy.
Iraq, Iran.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? That's cool, but let's wait and see if you're going to fuck it up first. Let's see if you're going to die first. So he's leading this convoy across the Atlantic. Now, the only catch here that we got, you know, why he's leading the Greyhound is leading all these ships out there. There's a wolf that wants to eat his ass. Mm. German wolf U-boat out there. That's why they call him the wolf. And they ain't going to stop. They like these Germans, they want to start some shit. It's like, we're going to just, you know, we just going to follow you around everywhere you go and just keep badgering your ass until you witness us right now. We are not going to be satisfied until we start the biggest battle on sea known in World War II. And Captain Kraus, Tom Hanks, he's like, God damn, can I get settled in first? Shit, can I at least get on the ship before y'all start blasting and talking shit? Can I at least get to know the crew? And they're like, nope, not at all. Oh, man, you want to be the big shot around here. Let's see what you got. Welcome to your first day on the job. Let's go ahead and see if Tom Hanks, a.k.a. Captain Ernst Krause, is up for the task. As we watch this trailer for Greyhound, and I will be back. Unfortunately, Martin did not see this because of complications we ran in with the screening. But it's okay. I'm here for you, sir. Okay. I'll tell you everything you need to know. And we will find out my opinion with my review right after this. Oh, shit. It would help if I had some sound on this.
It does make it better.
It's like a silent movie. World War II! Over the Atlantic! This dumbass thought his first day would be easy. Let me roll up the sound on this. There you go.
Dear Lord, let your holy angel be with me. That the evil foe may have no power over me. Into your hands I commend myself, my body, and soul. Amen.
Congratulations on your command.
I'll always be looking for you, Evie. Even if I'm 1,000 miles away.
Air escort to Greyhound. You will now be out of range of air cover for the next 5 days. Safe travels to England. How many crossings does this make?
This is my first.
You see, everybody on there like, you didn't say that shit.
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait, what did he just say?
You see, everybody on there is kind of like, wait, what? You might as well get Captain Crunch up in this bitch. What the fuck? Y'all didn't say that.
I got some.
Most likely to you both.
He's trying to slip under us.
Fire!
We have a kill.
Distress rocket, sir.
We have hits directly on the convoy.
The wolf pack's hunting us.
U-boat starboard bound!
In 48 hours, we've lost 7 ships.
50 souls.
Whatever you did yesterday, gotta stick today.
It's not enough. Not nearly enough.
Fire is there!
Celebrate.
Targets disappeared, sir.
We'll bring hell down from on high.
Man, whoever put this trailer together got those monster trumpets in there.
Oh, it goes, yeah.
No, tubas or whatever they are.
Shit, the whole time they fight, it's just whales in the background. Just cheering the shit on. Yeah, whales in the background. The whole get that motherfucker! The whole time, man. You know,
stop fighting, you guys.
It feels like they were telling an actual story with this when the movie started. You know, with this, you got you know, it starts out with Tom Hanks trying to get with Elizabeth Shue right here. You know, he tells her, "Hey, look, like I said, he's like, man, I got this this high position right here." He thought I was gonna make her ass like just turn her moist, man. Yeah. He's like, shit, they made me captain of my own boat right here. I'm getting stationed in all these great places like the Caribbean and Jamaica, Iraq, Eurasia. Yeah. You know, and he's trying to like impress her, like, hey, you know, why don't you come with me? You know, if I do my job well, you might even wanna marry me. You know, I might even be able to get down on the knee and propose to you. And she's just like, you know, let's just wait and see how the rest of the movie goes. You know, let's just see if you're gonna fuck this up real bad. You know?
Yeah.
Well, let's just wait. Let's not jump the gun right here. We still got another hour and 20 minutes to go. Let's see how this happens.
And this is your first day, right?
Mm. But once they're on that boat, they got two guys that are fighting. Tom Hanks has to bring him into the cabin, starts laying in on him. We about to find out what's going on with these two right here. And then somebody just busts in the room. Captain, we're under attack. And he's like, well, fuck this. Well.
You two ladies figure it out.
Yeah. He's like, I guess this shit got to wait. And whatever story they had going on, because you don't find out anything about him and Elizabeth Shue at all for the rest of the movie. That shit ain't even addressed again. What these two knuckleheads are fighting about, fuck that. We don't ever find out. It's not important. We getting attacked by Nazi U-boats out here.
Well, I mean, that is kind of that would usurp everything else.
I just think, you know, what I'm saying is like in a movie, they'll fight and they'll come back. You know, he'll call Elizabeth Shue or the two guys that were fighting, you know, while all of the war is going on and all these guys are under attack. These two guys were fighting at one time. They'll realize that they work better together. One of them saved the other, you know.
And it's cliche.
Yeah, you know, but we don't even know who they are anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're gone. You know, we never go back to the rest of these things right here. What you get is pretty much a straight up war film from that point on. And people are saying, well, shit, that's cool. I mean, that's what I'm here to see. I'm here to see a war film. That's what the trailer advertised for me. You know, let's get straight to the fighting. Get to the action. I'm fine with that. And they do get to that. But beforehand, they got to make a few commands, you know, press some buttons, pull some levers, relay some messages, you know.
Of course.
Chart some graphs. Draw out some lines on a board, show people what they need to do. You know, it gets to the point you like, damn. You know, usually in movies, we just start getting right into it. You know, prepping for a battle is very long and detailed.
Well, hell, you don't want to die.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, no, listen to me. I'm talking about the movie.
Right.
Like, these ain't real people now. You know,
it's inspired by true events.
This is a guy, these are actors and shit. All right, this is just. It's just like, you know, I'm looking at this shit, and it's just like, all right, wow, man, it takes a, you know, so we kind of just prepping in real time for these. You know, I could have joined the Navy and done this shit. I didn't need to see all this stuff right here, man. It's a, you know, it's kind of like being at a restaurant, you in the kitchen just watching people prepare your food while you're waiting on it. It's like, all right, you know, cool. I guess maybe the payoff will be great when we get to the battle. But even when the fighting starts it takes a while before you feel like you are actually part of the action, because they're sticking pretty much to the point of view of the crew and the people on the ship right here. You know, the Greyhound will torpedo an enemy that we don't see. And you'll hear boom, some cheers. You'll see an oil slick on the water, and you're like, well, shit, I guess we got him. No, I don't know, but you don't really see, you don't get the glorious special effects of the ship blowing up underwater and all the bodies floating and people on fire and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really see all that. Again, because it's taking place from the point of view of the people in the ship while all these people are working together.
Mm-hmm.
You do see other ships getting attacked. But you usually see those ships getting attacked off in the distance because, again, you're on the ship looking at what's going on out there.
Okay. So it's giving you that experience.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, a fully submerged experience because not everything is in real time. It's a lot of preparation before they go into, like, actually, you know, fighting each other. But it's not one cut like 1917, anything like that. It's edited. Time passes, hours pass. So you're not fully feeling submerged, but at the same time, you're not, you know, for anybody's going in looking for just like a straight up war movie where the fighting is loud and it's continuous and we're seeing all the graphic war is hell type imagery, you're not getting that right here. You know, it still looks cool. Still looks impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, like I said, that's not what the movie's really doing. You know, what's really impressive is what they're doing. Because, I mean, it looks good mainly because of the water that they have going on. Like, the spectacle of pretty much the ocean vastness while all the ships are on there. And when they start fighting, it's almost like the water just instigating shit.
Yeah.
Water just trying to start shit with people. Go let them talk to you like that.
Right. Two kids squaring off with each other and one of them just pushes one to the other.
Like one the ocean pushes one ship into another one. Yeah, you motherfuckers fight. You know, it's this is a lot of this is CG, but also, you know, some of this I guess could count as, again, the cinematic scope of these fights. That's impressive. You know, like I said, looking at the vastness of the ocean and how violent it gets and turbulent it gets when these people start fighting, that is cool. So I can see why Tom Hanks was kind of disappointed. Tom Hanks was, he came out and he's like, you know, I wish this could have been on the big screen, but fuck, I'm glad I just didn't die of Corona.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see why. It's a good looking film, even though you might not be getting the being thrown into the action like you want to. So if you're looking for Saving Private Ryan on the water, then that's not what you're getting here.
Well, it sounds like this would be a good movie for people who are the actual military and history buffs who would watch the kind of action movie that most people get excited about and go, that's not how that would happen.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, I tell you what really is what they're trying to do here, because it takes about, they do eventually get into close range battles with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You do start to get in the middle of the fight after a while, but it takes about 40 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to stop and look and see, because there's a moment where these huge ass bullets just start pelting the Greyhound. And it's like, okay, now this is probably what people are looking for. And then it starts to feel more like a traditional war film. And you know, and that's when you know, even at that point, it's pretty tame. You know, you start to feel like you're right into it. You start to actually get all the, you know, the surrounding sound with everything and whatnot. But even that is pretty brief after a moment, because that's not what they're trying to do. I tell you, the reasons why I think that the battles in here are relatively tame compared to the recent war movies that we've seen, because, you know, war movies now, they try to show you all the gory details with those.
Yeah. Yeah, it says Saving Private Ryan opened a whole new door.
Oh, yeah. No, none of that, you know, that glorious, heroic John Wayne shit where everybody's standing on the beach and bullets just flying by.
Mm-hmm.
You do that shit, you're going to lose a jaw and an eye and an arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what happens here, man, is that they try to, like, get into that without really going into it, man. It's a PG-13 movie.
Okay.
It's a PG-13 film, so, you know, the blood and the gore is not the point.
Mm-hmm.
They got one moment in here where the worst that we see, the worst violence we see, it's not even somebody getting hit. A bullet hits some glass, and the glass hits the person in the face.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I tell you, they even, like, once the glass hits them, another soldier comes up and is like, hey, man, don't show all that goddamn blood. We trying to do is get us R rated. You know, you can't see your jaw falling off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are careful not to show you any kind of gore. It's not that kind of movie. You get one person saying fuck. That's it.
Okay.
You know, they hint at a, they don't show it. They hint at a horrible mutilation in this movie. You see some of the effects, and most of the horror comes from Tom Hanks right here. Tom Hanks is looking at that and he's like, God damn, they fucked that person up. And I was in Saving Private Ryan. I saw a lot of shit. I'm looking at this and they fucked that person completely up. You know, and it kind of described what happened to this person, but you don't see it. The reason why is because, too, this is a movie about a guy who just got to his command pretty much first day on the job, and it's about his leadership. Now, this is a guy that gets on there, and when he gets on, it's not even noon before somebody comes in and says, yeah, there's some shit about to go down.
Can I finish my lunch?
No. Lunch, he was barely finished with breakfast. And I'm not even lying. He had a black dude just came out and served him breakfast. Looking like the creamy wheat man. Just came out and put a plate down in front of him and served him breakfast. And did not get, first of all, he looked irritated because these two dudes are fighting. He's like, God damn, y'all. Can y'all just let me settle in and finish my breakfast? And before he can even settle things with these guys, then shit starts to go down. And it's a guy who, I mean, he doesn't even know these people's names yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly fucking people's names up on this ship. Thank you, Larry. Barry, sir.
What did I say?
Yeah, man. The crew, he has not gained that confidence yet. And he's not very confident himself. I mean, you know, he has enough to worry about while trying to deploy a lot of ships under his leadership here. Much less have to like gain the confidence of a crew that normally they would be able to like get at least a few days to get to know him better. And plus on top of that, it really doesn't help that the Germans just keep fucking with him.
Yeah, it's funny because looking at it, I was like, okay, so the Germans, they got wolves, hungry wolves, and skulls and swastikas painted on their boats to make them look extra evil, whereas the American boats are just nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What they look like? We're just the nice guys, but those guys are mean.
Yeah. What do y'all look like? Your ship looks like a Greyhound bus. And they fuck with this dude, man. It's some petty shit.
I'll be having a bad day.
It's like crank calls. It gets to a point that, like, sir, it's for you. Like, fuck, shit. What? Hello?
Do you have Prince Albert in the can?
If only was that nice. It's just like, it's just going, yeah, what do you want? Hello?
Hello. We're still going to fuck you up. Hello.
We're going to kill you. I mean, they really are. I'm serious. It's almost like the Joker's on the other end.
We're going to kill you.
I mean, there is an actual line in there where some shit went down and people died, and they going into the next day, and they come in again, sir. These fucking Nazis want you again. He's like, I don't give it here. What the fuck they want? And the guy, I mean,
what now?
They are being shitty. The guy, I'm not lying. He started even acting like wolves. They said, "Hello, did you think we were gone? No, we're still going to kill you. You will hear the screams of the children on that sub."
Oh no.
And it's just like, you mother. I was like, you know, you need to get these people, man, just to get them to shut the fuck up. And people looking at him the whole time like, damn, they punking your ass.
You going to take that?
Yeah. They like, damn, boy, you ain't going to say nothing back? Because he just says that he don't know what to say.
Well, we're going to get you too.
Oh, sure you are. Sure you are.
Well, woof woof to you too.
Rough. Sir, they're gone. Fuck. Somebody said in the chat, they sound fruity. They do sound like that.
Uh-huh.
Did you think you were gone? No, we're still going to kill you. And being nice about it. God damn, man. What you have here is you have a war film. You do have a war film that has Hollywood visuals, but not a Hollywood story. You know, with this thing here, it's more of a character piece. It's focused on one central character, and it's focused on his leadership. Because it's focused so much on him, you don't even really get to know the rest of the crew that much. I mean, which is, again, depending on what you're looking for, it can be good or bad. Because, again, you're avoiding all those cliches that we talked about, like, right, with these right. movies. But
because, like, if you see Midway, it's just full of those cliches.
Okay, this is the anti-Midway then. Mm-hmm. Because it is so focused on Captain Ernst that... They the other characters, they it's pretty much them just doing their job. It's not like they didn't write the characters well. It's just, it's a guy who's supposed to keep these people in line, keep them doing their jobs, keep them from panicking. And that's pretty much it. I mean, think about something like Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dunkirk, it was, you know, you're just following these soldiers doing their thing.
Right, right.
If Dunkirk appealed to you, then this might actually appeal to you too.
Well, okay, so the recognizable faces, of course, Tom Hanks and Elizabeth Shue you mentioned. The only other person I recognize is Stephen Graham. Does he get to do much? You get to know him?
Well, I'll tell you about that in a little bit, because that's one of the things that they do here is you have familiar faces, but they're not in there that much. You know, some of the cliches that you have here that they avoid completely. Like there's one kid in here that Tom Hanks and the rest of the crew, you can tell they fucking hate this kid because he's like the scared soldier.
Yeah.
You know, and in any other movie, he'd be the one to get somebody killed, mm-hmm. mess up something on the ship, or he'd be the scared guy to come in and save the day later on, step up. But he fucks up so much that everybody just looks at him. And finally, somebody says, "You do this one more goddamn time. I dare you. Fuck up one more time." From that point, he's like, okay. And he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets back and does his job. Yeah, they scared that motherfucker straight, but he goes back and does his job. There's no cliches like that in there. They just
that's good.
Yeah, to me, I thought it was a good thing. So other people might see lack of character, but the point of that is that Tom Hanks plays a leader where he's supposed to go in and hold it down for everybody. He's supposed to instill confidence in the crew. He even tells one person who also starts to panic. He says, "Remember your training," and that's his job. And so what you do see here is a guy who's some people see him as being experienced enough to do this job. Some people, they are confident enough for him to do this job. But he wonders, I don't even know if I'm capable of doing this. You know, it's like, even people like commending him on like, wow, you know, anybody would have cracked under this shit.
Yeah.
So the focal point is him and how this one guy has to hold everything down for this huge battle, one of the biggest battles to be done at sea during World War II. Now, as I said, does that always translate well? No, because you already asked Stephen Graham. Stephen, you know, you do want to see more done with people like Stephen Graham because, mm-hmm. again, this is sort of, you get the feeling at the beginning of the movie like Stephen Graham's character. He's second in command. And you get the feeling that there's going to be a Spock Captain Kirk thing going on with them.
Yeah.
William Shatner thing going on. It's like, that's not even developed. Hmm. Because again, like I said, it's almost like the movie was doing something and it just got attacked by another film and they didn't get to go back to what it is that they were doing before.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate that aspect of it because it does avoid a lot of the things that we get tired of seeing in war films, the things that are starting to reach that point where it's like, all right, this is predictable. This is something where I've seen it so many times that even though it might be cool, let's try to do something a little different. And Tom Hanks wrote this script. So I think that's probably why he sent it the shit on him.
Hey, Tom, wasn't my part bigger when I first read this script?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, but I do think it was written to, like, not be your typical war film out there. What they want to do is show you somebody, give you the tension that you're supposed to get is by putting yourself in the position of this man who at any moment could, if he dies,
Everything
falls apart, and that's a lot to be on one person right there. Now, if you want to know my real complaint about the movie, because I could did some of that other stuff again, as I said, it's not for everybody who's looking for a more traditional war film. But this is something that does not appeal to me. They don't show you this in the trailer. That trailer, it's probably put together in these days just to not show this because they know nobody wants to see this shit. But Rob Morgan, you know who Rob Morgan is?
Yeah, yeah, great actor.
Yes, he is. He's in the movie.
Okay.
Now you would think like, oh shit, Rob Morgan being a great actor, he would have a major role in this film. You know, you'd think that maybe he's like the first black soldier on this ship or something.
He often gets small parts, but he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, I understand that he's getting small parts, but goddamn, You didn't have to make this motherfucker the cream of wheat, man, right?
Oh, that's his role?
Boy, his Rob Morgan, who is an up-and-coming great actor, that brother, in this movie right here, y'all know I don't like subservient roles like this anyway. I mean, I know that actors got to take jobs. I know that this.
And for the time period.
That's how it was for the time period, but I don't want to see that shit. All right, especially when you got this movie about all these heroes and this dude who's supposed to be up and coming. This Negro is constantly serving in this movie. This motherfucker's almost Mammy from Gone with the Wind. Got to make sure that Mr. Tom Hanks eats. You know, hey, that man ate all day. This brother keeps a tray in his hand through this whole movie. Keeps a tray in his hand. And after every battle, come in. And with a different entree. Well, sir, I got corned beef and hash sandwich for you, sir. Oh, sir, that was crazy, wasn't it? You ain't eat all day. I got a bacon egg sandwich for you, sir. So you got to get something up in you. I made some more sandwiches, sir. I'm like, God damn. His fucking role in the movie was to read a menu. I'm sorry, y'all. I know people, it's not going to matter to some people, and I get it, but that guy's an awesome actor. Mm-hmm. And I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. What you see right here is what he's doing, serving throughout the whole film. Whenever he gets a chance to come in.
Yeah.
I think there was a moment that he was about to come in and give some serious dialogue. And they're like, shit, you better grab that tray and make sure everybody eat first.
So if you don't mind my saying, before you finish that, I'm feeling really pinkish right now. If you could just make me a little something.
And you know what he say? Yes, sir. And I ain't got him, you know, acting slavish in here. He ain't like, yeah, Mr. Hanks, sir, you got to eat. But it's close. It's like, well, you know, this man ain't ate all day, so I got to make sure that he gets at least a sandwich or something. Every time something happens, then they're going to try to give him a big heroic role after some dirty shit. No, man. No, fuck all that. No, not at all. Not at all. No, I mean, I can understand if he was even with somebody who wasn't a name like Rob Morgan. I know Rob Morgan ain't the biggest name in Hollywood, but he's up there now to where it'd be like, all right, you know, give this brother more to do than this right here. It's a thankless role that should be for somebody who, and he would, if he was here today, like he'd tell me straight up, look, man, I just took what I had. I got to work, all right?
Right, right.
I ain't shaming him for taking it.
Yeah, you don't turn down being in a Tom Hanks picture. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can. No, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not him. I don't know what conditions he took it under. I'm not even trying to shame this person for taking it. I understand people got to take their roles, but I just feel bad looking at it like, damn, man.
I mean, you know, and it could be initially he had more, but once they start editing it down, they were like, well, this breaks the flow. It's got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, if you saw the movie, you realize there wasn't much more to it. I mean, maybe there was some more dinners to serve. You know, maybe some more sandwiches to make.
There's some scenes where he was talking shit.
Yeah. you know, that might have been the case, but yeah, man, that's one of the biggest complaints I had with it, because all the other stuff can be debatable. I will say that maybe when I told you about all the levers and the buttons they had to push and the you know, them relaying messages back and forth, because they do all this stuff, press a button, pull a lever, commander tell me what to do, relay this back to that guy, and then they do all that, and then they do it all over again. That is not going to be for some people. I will say that right now. It might drag a little bit. But if you're a fan of Tom Hanks, even Tom Hanks doesn't have a whole lot to do beyond what he's doing as far as commanding this ship. It's, you know, it's a movie of urgency. So I guess the best way to break it down is if you are looking for a bloody, straight out, nonstop, combat filled war film on the side of something that we see lately, you know, the more rated R graphic war films where you get to see people's limbs blow off and guts hanging out and all that kind of stuff. You're not getting that here. Not at all. Not at all. This is I would dare say that this is something even a little more family oriented. But if you're willing to give this a chance on the level of, all right, all that stuff has ran its course with me. Let's go ahead and see the war from another narrative perspective. Then this would probably be for you. The only thing, you know, besides the guy serving, I agree with you, Martin. I mean, well, you didn't see it, but you asked how were some of the other people. I told you, they dropped some lines, which means you don't really see people again. Or once they focus on the main story, you know, characters just don't have any place anymore except for like small parts here and there. That could be a little disappointing. But it is worth the look. It certainly is. If I had gone to see this on the big screen, we would have been saying, like, man, it looks great up there. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. But watching it on Apple Plus, which is where it is right now, Apple Plus TV or whatever it is, I was fine watching it that way. You know, it is that movie where, you know, you have a great enough picture. If you have a 4K television, they release this in 4K, then, yeah, this is awesome, man. But overall, not bad at all, man. Kind of fresh as far as a take on war, and I give it a matinee.
Boy, and your wrap up, I feel like I was on one of those boats because you kept saying, but, I was like, which way?
Well, don't let me get started on your wrap ups. You repeat shit over and over again.
Well, just because I need to, no, I'm not talking about, I'm not on you about repeating things, Professor Ass. I'm just saying,
you God like, damn, I gotta be Professor Ass.
Man, you're trying to insult me. I'm just saying how you were like, this is positive, but this is negative, but this is positive, but this is negative. And I was just like, which way is he gonna land on this?
Well, you know, it's hard to, see how people are going to fall on this, because what's going to be one person's positive is going to be somebody else's negative, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you just not, you know, because of the way this is advertised. Because they're not telling you that this is Tom Hanks and his movie about commanding this ship. They're making it look like you're going in to see all these epic ship battles.
It does.
And yeah, they're there, but not in the capacity that you get. So that's why it's a little tricky, because that's why you got to let people know, like, you will if you will enjoy this if you're looking for something that is not of the ordinary.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it is a mistake that it didn't come out last weekend?
Well, considering that they would have been up against Hamilton with the streaming stuff going on. Nah, why? Oh, because of 4th of July.
4th of July. Because, I mean, it's a whole weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. It's plenty of time to watch both.
Yeah.
Because it's not really like you're against this other thing.
That's a great question, because on the one hand, you're right. 4th of July would have been perfect for something like this. And
especially when you say it's more suited for families.
And you know, it's a different demographic. You know, you might have a point, because, you know, these old white veterans ain't gonna want to watch black people play the founding fathers of America.
Right.
So that is... Because now that's a great question, because normally I would have said, wow, yeah, it's going up against Hamilton. But, I mean, I would have said, now that I think about it, that probably would have been worth a chance.
I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, maybe it's just production reasons they couldn't, but I'm surprised they didn't push to get it out.
Another thing with, wow, somebody in the chat said, fuck Hamilton. I hate Hamilton. Damn. Okay. What did Hamilton do to you?
Killed me in a duel.
It could have been because this was something that was originally supposed to go to theaters, and at the last minute they decided, not the last minute, it was like a couple of months ago, they decided they got to pull it. So maybe because they had to make some kind of arrangements or something, I don't know. Maybe they could have thought like there would have been too much going on that 4th of July weekend. Maybe everybody else has the idea of putting stuff up,
I guess. But you know, I mean, that's, you know, when somebody has a war movie and they can get it out for them, they try to.
Yeah, I do not know. That would be a perfect thing to look up, because I don't have the answer to why they decide to do that. But that would have been a great idea. That definitely would have. But let me just say this, too. This is streaming on Apple Plus. And a lot of these old vets, man, they don't know how to work this shit. They ain't got Apple Plus yet. they barely learn how to get Netflix. So, you know, who knows? But, hey, if you are at your grandfather's house and they happen to have Apple Plus, put it on for them. They might not even know this is on, because it hasn't got a whole lot of marketing.
Oh yeah, I guess so, because even when you brought it up to me, I was like, what's that again?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. Even for a Tom Hanks movie, a lot of people didn't even know.
And so I hardly ever hear movies being on Apple Plus.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. I'm surprised they didn't hold out for something like Netflix. Mm-hmm. But maybe Apple Plus paid a whole lot because they're trying to build it up and make it competitive. So I don't know. You ask a lot of great questions, man, and I'm sorry I don't have the answers for them, but they are legit, and I don't know. Now you got me thinking, yeah, why didn't they do that shit? Damn, Apple, you stupid. I don't know, man. But I do give it a matinee. I do think it's worth a watch.
Okay.
But you have to, again, you have to know what you're getting into. I think when you really know what you're getting into, it'll make a better experience for you, to get you prepared. We'll see. We'll see. Sometimes I'm wondering how this is going to perform, man. I don't even know if it's going to perform that well. Being on a platform like Apple Plus, which isn't caught up with everybody yet, and it's not having as much marketing as I think it, as I thought it would get for a Tom Hanks movie.
We have a kill.
Distress rocket, sir.
We have hits directly on the convoy.
The wolf bag's haunting us.
U-boat, starboard bound!
In 48 hours, we've lost 7 ships.
50 souls.